Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The White House press briefing today went off the rails as the White House continues a cover-up because Biden's home is a crime scene. And yet they keep telling us to ask the White House counsel, the Department of Justice, or the special counsel, none of whom will ever say a word about it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, our big fourth and final hour here. Also, too, physics is racist. And before I get into this subject, a couple things I wanted to just kind of check off the list here of a couple things I wanted to mention here. First of all, Democrats are now pushing to amend the United States Constitution so 16-year-olds can vote. More than a dozen House Democrats this week proposed an amendment to the Constitution to allow 16-year-olds to vote in an apparent attempt to make it easier to enact left-leaning policies like gun control and pro-environmental measures. It was introduced by a nutbag named Representative Grace Meng of New York that would do away with the 26th Amendment to the Constitution, which allows U.S. citizens to vote if they're at least 18 years of age. The resolution would replace that with new language. It says the right of citizens of the United States who are 16 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age. Now, one thing I want to mention to you is that these are the same people that believe you should not be able to purchase a firearm until you're 21. Or smoke a cigarette till you're 21, at least, although they also want to ban those. The same people that will argue that young people's brains are not fully developed, therefore they should not have the following rights and privileges. When it comes to voting, though, totally different, because they know they can get pretty much whatever they want with these very feeble minds, impressionable minds, I should say. Our young people, including 16 and 17-year-olds, continue to fight and advocate for so many issues that are passionate about, from gun safety to the climate crisis. They have been tremendously engaged on policies affecting their lives and their futures. So there you go. Democrats did nothing to advance the proposal when they were actually in charge of the House. H.R. 61, proposed by a person who is very feeble-minded, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, is a House bill to criminalize, quote, conspiracy to commit white supremacy, which includes any criticism of non-white people that influences someone who commits a hate crime. So if you criticize any non-white person, such as something published or said online, and then someone commits a quote-unquote hate crime, you would be guilty of violating this bill, this nonsense here, conspiracy to commit white supremacy. Now, luckily, it will go nowhere in the Republican House because it's stupid. It's like when Count Grantstangelo Cory Booker will stand up and scream about how lynching needs to be a federal crime and how in America we still allow people to get lynched. Lynching is an act of murder, obviously, and there's not a single state in the country, not a single one in the union, that allows someone to murder another person by means of lynching and get away with it. It's for the record, by the way. Los Angeles public schools are increasingly passing students who don't meet grade level standards. Students attending Los Angeles public schools are facing astounding declines in academic performance. But you'll know why, despite a drop in test scores, a rising number of students in the Los Angeles Unified School District are receiving A's, B's, and C's. And this is because district policy right now turns around and says, you have to make them feel good about themselves and not actually hold them accountable for what they're learning. According to the Los Angeles Times, the school district eliminated Fs during the spring 2020 semester due to concerns over the rapid shift to online learning. When the school year began, where schools remained largely closed, they saw an increase in the number of Ds and Fs. And in response, district officials changed guidelines, giving students more time to make up missing work and retake tests. Widening gap between grades and actual academic performance shows the perils of letting concern for equity drive educational policy. But you know this was coming, right? Because for years they kept telling us that giving a kid an A was racist. Turkey has put a bounty on ex-NBA star Enes Kanter Freedom. The government of Turkey has put a $530,000 bounty on Enes Kanter Freedom, the pro-America former NBA star who has been an outspoken advocate of human rights. The athlete, who was born in Switzerland to Turkish parents, has been an outspoken critic of President Erdogan, prompting him to be branded a terrorist and offer the reward for anyone who helps put him behind bars. Enes Kanter Freedom has referred to the strongman dictator of Turkey as the Hitler of our century. "I'm not the only one," he said. "There are so many innocent journalists, academics, athletes, activists, and educators on this list. Now their lives are in danger because of the Turkish government." You remember Enes Kanter Freedom. He blasted the NBA and its closed-door dealings with China, particularly clashed with NBA superstar LeBron James, who's been highly critical of the U.S., and he's also defended Beijing's human rights record. I'm sorry, King James has. LeBron James defended Beijing's human rights record. And Enes Kanter Freedom called him out, and the NBA did not like that so much. A Colorado college professor says astrophysics is racist due to the emphasis on individualism and exceptionalism. Now, Matt DeSantis, you are freaking nuts. You know that? You are nuts.
What did I do?
This Professor Natalie Gosnell is not hot. She's not even close to being hot.
Hold on.
What is wrong with you?
I saw a picture on Twitter. It's possible I saw a bad photo.
Or it's possible you just have bad taste. You know that?
What? No, this photo she looks good in. I don't know which one you're looking at.
Then it's like the Seinfeld episode where the woman had two-faced and sometimes the light in the back of the house was...
Okay, I see what... There's some deviation here. I'm not going to lie.
All right, let me clarify this. There's one good photo of her.
Well, that's the one that I saw.
Listen, pal, I know hot. This is not hot.
Well, that one's not... Again, there's some deviation from photo to photo. Henry... Good looking?
Yes, that's the one photo, yes.
Okay, that's the one that I saw. I can't be held responsible for every single photo she's ever taken.
You know, you're like the guy who goes on the date with the girl he met online. She puts that one photo in the... And this is my old days in eHarmony before I met my wife. And you go on the first date, and you went, well, that doesn't match the picture.
I got catfished by this astrophysicist.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to you. Well, she's proposing right now that astrophysics is a racist field. Which is amazing. Not alone, by the way. Rhode Island professor Eric Loomis has declared math, statistics, and technology as inherently racist. However, Gosnell's reason is that academia continues to focus on individualism and exceptionalism. The Colorado College blog reported, quote, "As an astrophysicist, I'm a product of institutions that are steeped in systemic racism and white supremacy. The tenets of white supremacy that show up in physics of individualism and exceptionalism and perfectionism, it's either or thinking, and there's no subtlety, no gray area." So there you go. There is no gray area in how the fact that she's not hot either. Cherry Hill Vavo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know, right now I'm broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Vavo studios, and the new year is the perfect time to treat yourself to the luxurious vehicle shopping experience that you deserve. Of course, I'm talking about my friends at Cherry Hill Vavo. When you purchase a Certified by Vavo vehicle, you're going to have the same confidence and pride in your vehicle as you would a brand new one without the new vehicle price tag. And just like with all Vavos, your safety is the number one priority. That's why each Certified by Vavo vehicle has to pass a rigorous test with more than 170 points, has less than 80,000 miles, and receives a detailed Carfax vehicle history report. Also come with an impeccable warranty. Vavos are great cars. You're really going to love driving one, and you're going to love the treatment you get at Cherry Hill Vavo. Now is the time to get your Certified pre-owned Vavo from Cherry Hill Vavo, because they are on sale during their incredible January sales event. Cherry Hill Vavo is the most accessible Vavo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove that every day. We are so proud of our partnership with them, our relationship with them, and the fact that they sponsor the studio naming rights. So go see them today. You're going to love driving a Volvo. Like my buddy Dave, who recently bought a beautiful S-Class made right in their plant in South Carolina. It's American jobs right there. Either way, Cherry Hill Volvo will take great care of you, and the certified pre-owned Volvos are an absolute amazing deal. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
All right. Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome. This is what I call a welcome to the party pal moment. If you remember the old morning show, I used to play a sounder from Die Hard, the scene where John McClane says, "Welcome to the party, pal." So whenever somebody winds up eventually coming around to my thinking on something, I always say, "Welcome to the party, pal."
Welcome to the party, pal.
Exactly. Thank you. Well done. Now he's woke. Joe Rogan finally admitting that Howard Stern went from being a pioneer to caving and saying that he's woke after spending years being a pioneer in his field. And I can't read. I don't know if we have the audio of this or not.
We do not.
Because it's way too
playing.
Many things, and Henry would not bleep it. So this came after Rogan sat down with comedian Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker on Saturday's episode of the Joe Rogan Experience to discuss several topics. And Gillis brought up a recent interview Stern conducted with a former Westboro Baptist Church member. He said, "Look, what he did, I mean, look, people to this day, they make fun of Howard Stern because of who he is now and the way he behaves now. That guy's the man," Rogan said. "He was the effing pioneer when he was the king of all media, and he was telling everybody to blank his blank, and the FCC was going after him. The government was fining him. They were fining his business, effing millions of dollars. And he was out there doing wild stuff on the radio, and now he's woke. It's crazy." Very true. I've said that for a long time. And really, COVID got to this guy in a big way. I don't think Howard Stern has ever left his house since COVID. The guy's so paranoid. I don't think he's ever left the house. I have a good friend who put in Robin Quivers' home studio in the Hamptons where, you know, she lives, where Howard lives. And of course, Howard Stern, you know, the guy who at one time was going to run for governor of New York as a libertarian, all in on vaccine mandates, believes that anybody who's not vaccinated is the scum of the earth and shouldn't be allowed to go to restaurants or bars. He's made all kinds of comments about that, of course. Miss Universe owner, the new era of global women's empowerment will be run by a woman and owned by a, quote unquote, trans woman. This is the Miss Universe CEO. And we have a little bit of audio of this now. Take a listen.
It has been 70 years that Miss Universe organization ran by men. But now, Tom is up. Is the moment really for women to take the lead. Welcome to the new era of the global women's empowerment platform. Welcome to the Miss Universe organization. From now on, it's gonna be ran by women, owned by a trans woman.
Trans.
For all women.
A trans woman. I don't know how you can, one breath, make the argument that it's women's empowerment to have a biological male run your organization, but when it's literally Miss Universe, but, you know, a trans woman. All right, and the federal government proposes a greater role in local news. The federal government is looking to get more involved in your local news outlets, according to the latest proposal. The Government Accountability Office proposed issuing public policy to help local journalism and combat misinformation. It's been a theme on the show today. The GAO reported that local news lack of economic viability was the problem, causing over 2,000 local newspapers to close since the early 2000s. The market may not produce public interest content sufficient for a well-informed society. Experts convey that the main goal of journalism is to have a well-informed society, and policies that aim to support this goal need to be innovation-friendly, forward-looking, and inclusive. They propose tax incentives or credits, direct government funding, government advertising, federal grants or loans, and even government intervention with respect to dominant internet platforms to bolster local nonprofit news. The report also proposed that the government should establish policies to shield certain public interest journalism from market failure. Now, you know, one of the things about, sometimes everybody will make a snarky comment about, "Hey, play so many spots," or, "I can't believe you play that commercial," or something. We are not NPR here. I'm very proud that we're not NPR. National Public Radio, PBS, all these entities get money from the government, and that's why they always have, well, they always say what the government wants them to say. Because there's an old saying in life, don't bite the hand that feeds you. So obviously, these entities do not want to upset their masters, and they don't. NPR, PBS, all these entities. And now you get into the idea of now the government paying journalism, it will be state-run media. That's why we joke and call it state-run media for that reason, because when the state's paying, the state gets ultimate say. And here, you know, for better or for worse, and that's why these wonderful sponsors are so important to us, because we couldn't do it without them, because we're not taking government money. Yeah, we'll play a Pfizer vaccine ad, but I mean, we'll take their money. But I still will go on a rant about, you know, vaccines. So that's the beauty of what we do here. But if we were NPR, I'd have to follow the government's line, or I know our funding would be in jeopardy. So, you know, no thanks. I'm good. But that's why you have to appreciate, and I hope you will really too patronize our sponsors, because without them, we are not here. We cease to exist. And, you know, the truth is I joke about how I'm the worst employee here at Odyssey, and I probably am. But I make this company a lot of money because of you, because you do patronize our sponsors. So thank you for that. And that's why I am too big to fail. No, but I'm safe, at least for the time being, because of that. Here is, I'm going to play this audio for you. Here is NBC, speaking of basically state-run media, NBC owned by Comcast. NBC comes out against gas stoves and lobbies heavily for terrible induction tops that we chefs hate to cook on. Cut number five.
This morning, comments from a member of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, or CPSC, have fired up a major debate.
Will the United States of America ban gas stoves?
Can they even do that?
Are these people insane?
In an interview with Bloomberg, a commissioner with the government agency called gas stoves a hidden hazard. It comes as mounting research links gas stoves to health risks when it comes to breathing issues. A recent peer-reviewed study from a prominent medical journal found nearly 13% of childhood asthma cases in the U.S. are attributable to gas stove use. While the agency says they are looking for ways to reduce indoor air quality hazards related to gas stoves, which also emit the greenhouse gas methane, they are not looking to ban gas stoves. Still, states like California and New York are already moving toward prohibiting the sale of new gas appliances by 2030. Jeff Jascott of Aggressive Appliances in Orlando says that electric and induction stovetops are not just safer, but more efficient, even if there's less panache than cooking on an open flame.
Panache.
So every chef in the world is probably going to kill me for saying this, but I would say induction is faster, is just as responsive, cools off quicker, easier to clean up. Sam, we're going to Washington and we're going to tell the politicians we have a solution. By induction. Everybody can be happy.
Oh, wow. He's clearly a fan of the induction stove there.
Oh, clearly. as Chef Andrew Gruhl put it on Twitter, he's a great follow, by the way. What this will mean is that mom and pop restaurants will be out of business and the big chains will be able to make the conversion over. But chefs do not actually like cooking on induction ranges. That's all, but that's a bunch of BS. Obviously, that's what the corporate says. Clearly. Clearly. All right. We have so much more to get to. I have to get to this as well. All hell broke loose at an Idaho school board meeting. I'm going to get to that as well. The White House press briefing today as well. But one more thing on the gas stoves. Here is an MSNBC hack. National Affairs Analyst John Heilman says the Republican opposition to a gas stove ban. Ready? Take a listen. Cut six.
You know, Joe, there's a number of things that are going on here, and I think they're all worth noting. One of which is, you know, the Republican Party has become addicted to this culture of lies and conspiracy theories that they have fomented, right? And so they know that there is a substantial number of people in the country, in their party, who they can convince that this is true and that it will enrage those people. This is the economy of and the culture of conspiracy theories, right? There are, I'm certain, you and I will be able to drive through parts of the country 10 years from now, and people will be saying, do you remember back when Joe Biden was in office and they tried to take away our gas stoves? There's a market for it, right?
Is,
you know, that is the thing. This is what I mean by the addiction to this culture. They've created this culture that's receptive to these lies. But it's obviously it's not enough to win national elections. It's not enough to even win a lot of local elections. But, you know, we saw it last just in the 2022 midterms. You have people like, you know, Chuck Grassley, who should know better, you know, wandering around Iowa talking about how, you know, FBI, you know, the IRS was going to come bursting through the doors of small businesses across Iowa, like Gestapo agents. And, you know, because there had been some discussion about increasing the IRS's budget a little bit. It's great politics.
A little bit. 87,000 new IRS agents, but it's increasing the IRS budget a little bit. And, you know, as much as this guy wants to pretend like the idea of banning gas stoves was a conspiracy theory, it was literally on the Consumer Product Safety Commission website. And that idiot who runs that, the lesser Trumka, Richard Trumka, was all in on this. But this is what they do. It's a conspiracy if you believe that stuff. All right, look, if you are injured in an accident, great friend of mine, you got to call because you need a lawyer to help you maximize your recovery and get the fair value of your case. Don't assume the insurance companies are going to take care of you. The insurance companies are big businesses, and they are concerned with one thing, their bottom line. You need the law offices of my buddy, Thomas G. Skopanich. Tom has been serving the greater Delaware Valley for over 25 years, and he's helped many clients. With offices located in Lansdale, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, let Tom help you maximize your recovery and get the fair value for your case. See, prior to starting his own practice, Tom Skopanich used to work for and on behalf of insurance companies, which gives him a unique understanding of the strategies and tactics used by insurance companies when they are fighting your case. So reach out to him today. Just go to scopelawyer.com, S-C-O-P-E-lawyer.com. Or 215-624-2211. 215-624-2211. Remember I said we got to back our advertisers. Well, this guy is a personal friend and a great sponsor of the show. Licensed in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. You're going to get the best guy to fight for you, the best advocate, because I only endorse the best, baby. That's how I roll. ScopeLawyer.com, 215-624-2211. Get what you deserve today. ScopeLawyer.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app. No one should ever
feel like I'm too cool. All right, it is pretty late in the show today, but I wanted to share this with you. It's really amazing to me what is coming out related to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It really is. Breitbart has a story, and I guess they got this from Miranda Devine at the New York Post. Hunter Biden's $49,000 910 rent exactly matches a deposit on an office shared with a Chinese energy company. So Hunter Biden's monthly rent of $49,910 matches a rental deposit at the House of Sweden related to the Biden family business venture with the infamous CEFC China Energy Company. Hunter's $49,910 deposit also matches the amount of money he logged on a 2018 background check document unearthed by the New York Post Miranda Devine. In an email on October 13, 2017, Cecilia Browning, the general manager of House of Sweden, which is an office complex in Washington, D.C., emailed Hunter about a lease that Hunter and his Chinese business partners were trying to terminate, according to emails unearthed from Hunter's laptop from hell. Browning notes the amount of the deposit was $49,910 for the office space and that it would be returned to Hunter upon signing a lease termination document. Quote, if you are willing to terminate the lease of number 507, the owners are willing to let you out of the lease as of December 31st, 2017. Please note that there is a security deposit paid by you of $49,910, which will be returned within 15 days after the termination of the lease after inspection of normal wear and tear. Hunter had apparently requested the termination of the lease after his deal with CEFC Energy fell apart as a Chinese company. The Biden family had previously negotiated a deal with CEFC whereby President Joe Biden, the big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture, according to whistleblower Tony Bobulinski. Quote, I do have good news. I spoke with the head office and they're willing to let you out of the lease as of December 31st this year. Browning emailed Hunter a month later. Just wanted to make sure that you receive my email below and able to ask you to confirm so we can prepare the lease termination documents. Hunter appeared not to respond. Browning sent a third email to Hunter Biden on December 14th, requesting confirmation of the lease. Hunter, we haven't seen you for a while in the building, and I wanted to make sure that you received my emails below. As you can see, I now have the approval to terminate your lease as per our discussion in October without any penalty. Either December 31st, 2017, or January 31st, 2018, whatever is more convenient for you. Please confirm so we can start preparing the lease termination documents. Hunter's assistant, Katie Dodge, finally responded on January 22nd, 2018. Dodge said Hunter did not want to terminate the lease originally, but a few days later, Dodge emailed Browning on January 30th and confirmed Hunter would like to terminate the lease. Yes, we are confirming that Hunter would like to terminate the lease and exit the unit at the end of February 28th, that the security deposit will cover the remaining rent less. We will pay you the few thousand more for any damage. You can let me know what the amount will be. The $49,910 deposit, which he received back, matches the amount of money he logged on a 2018 background check document unearthed by Miranda Devine of the New York Post. Hunter claimed on the form he paid $49,910 in monthly rent from March 2017 to February 2018. That document was signed in July of 2018. The lease dates on the email chain between Hunter and the House of Sweden have not been delineated. The background check also noted that Hunter's residence was Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, where the president kept classified documents alongside his Corvette in the garage. And I've said to you, that house is a crime scene. That garage is a crime scene. Biden's office is a crime scene. So it's outrageous that White House lawyers are going there and retrieving the documents and not the FBI. Because whenever there's a crime scene, you send in the police. You don't send in the lawyers. The form additionally reveals Hunter checked a box showing he was an owner of a current residence, but it's not clear where he paid rent or why he listed his current residence as Joe Biden's residence, with the rent payments being $49,910. It is amazing what's coming out. And when we get back, I'm going to play you some clips from the White House press briefing today. This is a massive cover-up that's happening right now. Massive cover-up. And it's outrageous because we are talking about potential major federal crimes. And yet these homes, the locations of the federal crimes, are not being treated as crime scenes. And that's a real, real problem. I'm going to come right back. Quick break, but I'm going to tell you about NJ Diet. NJDiet.com is a way you can lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. It's a scientific approach, and it works because it is based on your biochemistry. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods, none of that stuff. This is the real deal for real weight loss. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, look, there are locations around you everywhere in our area, or you can go online for live virtual consultations anytime you want at njdiet.com, or give them a buzz at 855-5-NJ-DIET. The program is based on your unique biochemistry. They use your hair samples, saliva, DNA to craft a program around you using bioenergetic supplements and exercise that is right for your body. And then you lose the weight, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days guaranteed with njdiet.com. NJDiet.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
What did you want me to mention? Because I'm running out of time here.
The statutory debt limit.
Statutory debt limit.
Yeah, burn yes. All of our content.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. All right? I'll do a lot of that on tomorrow's show. Don't worry. Because I got to get in the White House press briefing today. I did a lot of it in the 3 o'clock hour, but you may have been at work, so I want to make sure you know what we talked about. There was a lot that came out today at the White House press briefing with Karine Jean-Pierre. The press is completely turning on this White House, which is a beautiful thing to watch. And that's why I think this can show you that Joe Biden is done. No doubt about that. So let me see here. Let's do this. This is, I don't know if this is a montage. It's cut number six, Matt. Cover up. On Thursday, the White House said six times a search for classified documents was complete, right?
Believe
this is a little bit mashup.
Yep,
okay.
A little montage.
Let's start there, shall we?
Search is clearly complete. They completed the search. The search is complete. He is confident in this process. You should assume that it's been completed, yes. After the search concluded last night, that search was completed last night. The search is clearly complete.
Now, this is a reporter asking, did you not know on Friday that documents have been found after you said all that? Were you just being told to say that? Cut number three.
Thanks, Green. On Friday, you stood here, though, and were asked about these documents issued by our account some 18 times. At that point, the president's lawyers had found these five additional pages of classified documents. So did you not know on Friday that those documents had been found when you were at the podium, or are you being directed by someone to not be forthcoming on this issue?
I have been forthcoming from this podium. What I said yes to was what the statement at the time that we all had. Right, you all had the statement, and I was repeating what the counsel was sharing at that time.
We had that statement, so we knew what was in it. But you also knew. Did you not know that?
I'm telling you, I just answered the question. I just said that I was repeating what the information that we had at that time. Right, that you all had. I was confirming from what the special counsel had provided to all of you, and that we knew as well from here. So just to be very, very clear, and look. I've also been very clear about being prudent from here. I was also being very clear about being consistent from here and not going beyond what is currently happening, right? And again, this is an ongoing, I also said this was an ongoing review that was happening with the Department of Justice and, as we know, with the special counsel. I've been very consistent about that as well. And that's one of the reasons, your question to me is one of the reasons why we are being very, very careful and very mindful and to not interfere here and to make sure that the Department of Justice has their independence. Your question actually proves that, and that's why we're going to continue to refer you to Department of Justice and refer you to the special counsel or my colleagues.
Okay, so we're going to refer you to the Department of Justice or the special counsel. Neither entity will say a damn word about this. This is an ongoing investigation. This is what I mean about why this is a cover-up. And think about it. Biden's home in Wilmington, Biden's garage, the office. These places are all crime scenes because you have found classified documents that may have been in Biden's possession illegally, that may have been seen by other people illegally. It's a crime scene. So then why is the White House counsel going down there to retrieve the documents? That's a question that's asked by another mainstream reporter, and it's a good ask. Cut four. I believe it's four, Matt. Cut four.
Give me 1 second. Sorry.
It's the one after three.
Why is this the matter? Why is this matter of the White House counsel to deal with documents?
Sorry.
Perfect. Let me widen out. Why is it the matter of this White House counsel deal with documents from two administrations ago? We're not talking about presidential records from this White House. Why is this White House counsel involved in this matter at all?
Again, this is something for the White House counsel to address. I am not going to address that from here. I will refer you to them, and I will refer you to the special counsel and anything that is specific to this particular issue.
Perfect. Let me widen out.
All right. So that's the question, right? Why is the White House counsel involved at all? Why is the FBI not involved? Why is the FBI not going there to retrieve these documents? Why is the FBI not going to search for these things? That's what I'd like to know. Here is CBS News' Weijia Zhang grilling Karine Jean-Pierre over a lot of this. And remember, this is CBS News here doing this. This is why this is critical. Because my point here is, the reason why these mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream media outlets are going there is because they have the permission to go there. Because this is, you know, Biden's done when guys like Stephen Colbert are making jokes. You know Biden's done when CBS, Weijia Zhang, and NBC News, Peter Alexander, and ABC News, Jonathan Carl, are going after the Biden administration on this document scandal. It's not just Fox News. It's not just talk radio. Cut eight.
I want to follow up on Cecilia's question, and sorry if I missed it, but on Friday, did you or did you not know about the additional five?
I literally just answered that question.
But I missed it, so is it yes or no?
Well, you're not too far sitting next to her, so I was very clear. I provided the information that you all had at the time.
Did you
and
know?
I confirmed. No, I did not know. I'm saying I had the information. I actually said this to Cecilia. I had the information that you all had at the time, right? And so this is why I also said to Cecilia, this is why we are trying to be very prudent here, and we're trying to be very consistent and say this is an ongoing legal process. And this is why I say we're just not going to comment from here. That is a perfect example in Cecilia's question.
See?
And I was very clear about that.
When did you learn about the documents found at the Penn Center in November and in Wilmington in December?
When your team was doing a story on it.
Got it.
Because I was also asked a similar question about if our team has been engaged on this, and I've been very clear. This is something that the White House counsel is handling. This is something that is being handled by the president's lawyers, and been very clear. That's why we are. This is why we are being prudent here. This
Say
is why
prudent
we're being
again.
Consistent
Say prudent
with what
again.
We have done the last 2 years when it comes to DOJ, Department of Justice.
All right, stop it right there. Yeah, stay prudent again. I dare you. I double dog dare you. That's a great Pulp Fiction reference right there, of course. Look, the lie here is, of course, this is an investigation. So therefore, White House counsel, the special counsel, the Department of Justice investigation. This is why Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel, so that they can't talk about it. And all the White House is doing is directing you to people who are not going to talk about it. That's what's happening here. That's why I'm telling you this is a cover-up. The Biden home is a crime scene. The garage is a crime scene. Hell, the Corvette may be a crime scene, too. The Penn Biden Center is a crime scene. Joe Biden was not president when these documents were put there. We're going back two administrations here. This White House should not be dealing with these documents. It should be the FBI, because potential federal laws have been broken. And that's why Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel, because now the White House can stand there and go, ongoing investigation can't say anything. Ongoing investigation can't say anything. Call the DOJ. Call a special counsel. Call the White House counsel. And they're all going to say the same thing. Can't comment. Ongoing investigation. Can't comment. Here is NBC News' Peter Alexander pressing Karine Jean-Pierre about this idea of outrage over these documents. Cut seven.
Just to follow up, if I can, very quickly on this. The White House says Republicans are faking outrage on this issue. Why shouldn't Americans be outraged about classified documents being found in a garage?
Look, and I think I've been very clear about this. We have answered questions on this at this podium. You've heard, as Phil was saying, twice from the president talk about this. He said that he didn't know. Right. He said that he was surprised, and he said that he takes classified information and documents very, very seriously. We heard directly from the president on this issue. Now, anything else, anything beyond that, we're just not going to talk about. There's an investigation going on. There's a legal process here, as we've been very, very clear about. I will let the White House counsel talk about any specific details about that. But we're going to be prudent here and make sure that we're not interfering.
Said it again.
In this process.
I guess that's why I'm asking, though, because you've said that you don't want to interfere here and be prudent about the process. But the White House did post a statement saying that Republicans are faking outrage. So to that point, why shouldn't Americans be upset about documents found in a garage?
That's for the American people to decide, right? That is for you all, or I'm sure going to talk to many folks out there.
All right, enough. I can't take it anymore. So you get the gist here. It's prudent to just defer to the special counsel, and prudent to defer to the White House counsel, and prudent to defer to the Department of Justice.
This is literally like that episode of Veep where she has that calendar that gives her a word of the day. Her word of the day for this press conference must have been prudent. It must have just been in her head all day, and she can't stop saying it.
Don't you wish it was a drinking game? Because we'd all be bombed.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't drive home.
No, we'd need another liver.
She said it so many times that even Peter Alexander said it by mistake.
Yeah,
I think.
By mistake, because it got in everybody's head like an earworm. Say prudent again. I dare you. I double dog dare you. All right. Let's do Who Wants Social Media, shall we? Do you have one?
Who won
social media?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to my dear friend Sid Weiss, who didn't even say anything particularly funny today, but he did send a photo of myself. He updated my profile photo on Twitter, so it no longer features a radio station that I don't work at.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That was very nice of Sid. Usually he just he listens to the show from 3 to 7 and insults me throughout it. So
yeah.
Thank you, Sid. I appreciate
it. As he should.
Yeah. As he should. I will mention that Santos said if you don't take your diversity training, you'll be the most diverse employee there. It's pretty good. Pretty good. And somebody's calling me out and calling you out, by the way.
Me?
Yeah, about the hot chick, but now I can't find the tweet. You know, I hate when that happens, too, and you can't find it. Because sometimes like Twitter is funny like that. They'll show other tweets on TweetDeck, but not on the Twitter app on the iPhone. Have you noticed that?
Twitter is trying to silence people that agree with me.
I think that's what it is, actually.
We need a new Twitter file.
Shadow ban.
Well, somebody was calling me out for calling you out about that professor because I was referring to the Kensington hottie is hot. And he posted her, back the blue Philly. I laughed so hard when I heard you making fun of Matt's taste in women. I'll admit I did not look up the woman to see. I can't help but to remind you of what you've called a hottie. And then he put three pictures of the Kensington hottie. It was a woman, of course, who was taken down on the beach in Wildwood that day. So.
Oh, wait, I see it now.
You see it?
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
The professor was hotter.
It's close. Cuffs on you.
No, Matt!
It depends.
Get over here. Talk to me.
Yo.
Don't talk to me.
All right, you're about to get dropped.
Yo, don't.
I'm sorry, but.
Matt!
Yeah.
Get over here.
What are you doing?
I said she's hot because of her potty mouth. That's what, to be fair, that's what I've always said, okay?
And I said that professor was hot in one photo, but conceded that in another photo that you were looking at, she was not as attractive.
Fair enough.
You what, I'm skimming through these photos. These are pretty good-looking camels.
Same person who said that, just saying.
It was a beautiful camel contest. They were supposed to be beautiful.
Outstanding, Henry. Well done. You have earned the show today. You get the gold medal for the show today, Henry.
Thank you.
I'd forgotten about that creepy camel comment DeSantis made.
I wish we had all forgotten about that camel comment.
Play it one more time for us. Come on.
I'll tell you what. I'm skimming through these photos. These are pretty good-looking camels.
We're going to take that guy's opinion on hot professors.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful camel contest.
Oh, my God.
You should stop digging.
Yeah.
When you're in a hole, just put the shovel down and hope the water rises you back up. You know what I mean? All right. We got to get out of here. But thank you very much for listening. Of course, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Get the podcast for anything you miss today. There was a lot. We covered a lot of ground together, no doubt about it. And we'll be back tomorrow, of course. So make sure you tune in then. I want to thank my friends at Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling for their great work that they do. My home, my furnace, they'll tune up your furnace for only $49. $49. You can't beat that. And if you do need a new furnace, they will make sure that you get one with an amazing price, 0% interest, and all kinds of rebates and discounts. Now, the reason why I love Professor Gatsby's is because Matt and Joe, two cousins, started the company with one real goal, and that is great customer service. There are a lot of HVAC contractors out there, and most of them want to just sell you a new system, but not these guys. These guys are going to be very honest and great to work with, and you can trust them in your home, just like I have trusted them in my home. So go to profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com. Remember, a $49 furnace tune-up to make sure the furnace is working great all winter. That's not going to break down, not going to cost you money, you're not going to be wasting any money, and you don't want to chance it. We're only in January right now, you know what I mean? But I think you're going to love dealing with these guys so much, you're going to use them also to tune up your air conditioner this summer. I use them year-round, and they do a great job. P-R-O-F Gatsby, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, profgatsby.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.